Do you look at any of Winnipeg, Calgary, either of those two teams, Ottawa? Do you see sustenance with any of those three surprisingly good Canadian teams? Calgary won again last night.
Well, you know, the thing with Ottawa is they're just getting outshot every game. And history indicates that's going to catch up to you unless Anderson has one of his unbelievably ridiculous years. And, you know, he's kind of in that direction. So of the three teams, I kind of look at them and say, that's the one where a goalie's going to take them as far as that goalie can take them. You know, Calgary is the interesting one to me because when you look at their roster, they are simply playing way over their heads. Mm. But, you know, you look at Giordano, and at what point do you say it's not a fluke anymore? Like, the guy is a legit Norris Trophy guy. You look at TJ Brody, you say, okay, it's not a fluke anymore. I don't think those guys can score at those levels all year long, but I think that they may legitimately have one of the best defensive pairings in the league. And you can go somewhere with that. I would say of the three of them, I'd probably look at Calgary and say, I'm curious to see what their staying power is. Although the best roster, in theory, should be Winnipeg's.
It is interesting. And maybe to that sense, we've learned a little bit. Not that we undervalued what defense is. And not saying Giordano and Brody are Suter Weber. But look what Nashville did for years and years, trotting out those two guys 30 minutes a night.
Well, also, don't forget what Detroit's philosophy was. And you have to be very careful because, you know, we're talking Lidstrom here, who is arguably, you know, the second best defenseman of all time. But, you know, Detroit's way was you don't spend a ton of money on goaltending if you can avoid it. And you go with your defense. You see your goalie make the first save, and then your defense was responsible for getting the puck and either by passing it or skating it, getting it out of your zone. And, you know, Calgary's got a goalie there who's not one of the best goalies, but he's been very good in Hiller. And they've got a bunch of decent defensemen who can get the puck out of your zone. Now, I don't want to get too carried away. I think it's way too early to make that kind of comparison, Andrew. But I think that's kind of the idea of what Calgary has right now. Not the best goaltending in the league, but a defense that can get the puck out of trouble.
Elliot Friedman, our Sportsnet on NHL Sportsnet Insider, brought to you by Sisley Honda. Leafs and Penguins here tonight at the ACC. Yeah. It's a game we'll
Revenge
be at.
Revenge 2.
Exactly. Well, I mean, but it's true. Look what the Bruins did to the Leafs a couple of weeks ago, and then the Leafs turned the table. If they're able to do that again tonight to Pittsburgh, Elliot, then they got Buffalo, of course, Saturday as part of Hockey Night in Canada. There were moments last year during the season that we could all pinpoint and say, you know what, this team might be better than we thought, or the moments where we say you're legitimately concerned about this team. Is tonight maybe one of those moments?
You know, I you know what I want to see from them, Andrew, is the same thing that people have always said they wanted to see from you, and that's staying power. You know, like, you know, I think that you get a situation where this team, they're so roller coastery. Like a week ago, you know, everybody in this city is writing them off and starting to trade half the roster. And then they have a good week or so, and everybody's talking about them as how much of a contender are they? Kessel's going to win the scoring title. You know, what you want to see is you want to see a team that can show they aren't on a roller coaster all the time, that they have something, they're consistent. And, you know, tonight is a kind of game you look at and, hey, they wiped out Boston. They took an advantage. If you watched Boston last night, they were almost as bad as they were in Toronto. Mm-hmm. But you can't fault the Maple Leafs for that. You've got to pound a team in that situation. But this is a team that's pretty healthy. They control the puck a lot. You know, I think if you can win this game and continue to build, if when they do it for a month in a row, I'm going to look at them and say, okay, we've got something here we can really look at and say this is for real.
Elliot Friedman's our guest. Leafs Sabres in Buffalo tomorrow night, by the way, on Hockey Night in Canada. Flyers at the Habs on Sportsnet. Elliot heading to Nashville, Winnipeg, and Nashville are on City. Check your sportsnet.ca, if you will, for the full schedule. We're going to get to Anaheim and their goalie situation, but I want to ask you about the Kings first. Maybe it's a neat, this is a layup after last night. The Stars go into the Stars haven't been very good. They go into LA, beat them 2-0. The Kings have 5 shots on net in the third period. And we all saw Daryl Sutter upset after a game this week where he says Anaheim's been better than us and they were better than us last year and they're always better than us. And Bruce Boudreau is watching that going, come on, stop it. I mean, you know, you got your two cup rings. You're killing me here. But is L.A. legitimately, they've got one win in seven road games, Elliot. Are they this archetypical Stanley Cup champion hangover team right now early in the season?
Well, also don't forget that the defense is really stuck. I mean, Voinov is out. And we don't know what his situation is going to be. He's a very important player for them. You know, Alec Martinez got hurt last night, didn't play the third period. We don't know what his situation is. You know, he's an important player for them. They're in disarray right now. Mm-hmm. There's no question, Greg, that you look at their situation and say, this is a team. Until the whole Voinov thing gets settled one way or the other, I don't know if they're going to be right. And when Kopitar was out, that 70s line had to play all the best lines on the road, and they struggled. Zetterberg beat them. You know, the couple of the other lines beat them. And I think it shows that it's a team that's a little bit out of sync, though their history says you shouldn't worry about them too much.
You have some thoughts on who's chasing goalies right now. Is it the Ducks? Is it the Oilers? What are we looking at?
Well, the Ducks say no, that they'll try to ride it out with Anderson and LaBarbera until Gibson is healthy. I think the Oilers now are. You know, I wondered if maybe they would bring Brizgalov back. He was in a training camp. He played reasonably well for them last year. I was told no, that wasn't what they were thinking of doing. I think they are looking at goalies now. But I think the other team that might be looking at goalies too is Buffalo. They have Neuwirth and Enroth. Both of those guys are unrestricted free agents after the year. I'm not sure the Sabres consider them long-term solutions. You know, everybody's talked about Myers and what they might do with him. I think one of the things Buffalo's doing is trying to determine who their goalie is of the future. Mm.
Brian Burke is recommending Martin Gerber for a late season run so they can draft sixth
Stop
instead
it.
Of first.
Let it go, will you? Just
I won't. It was a bad thing to do. Could have had Matt Duchene here.
Well,
Elliot.
I got to tell you, Greg, yeah. You fit in well in this city because they never forget anything.